Hello everybody, this is Blind Educator coming to you for day 3 of Audio Mole. And today, I was thinking of having one topic to talk about, but then this morning after my Audio Mole of the second day, I got mentioned during an interesting book that I may touch upon, and that is reading, the benefits of reading Braille over the benefits of reading audio. And I also been meaning to talk about the importance of Braille. So I think today I may talk about the difference between audio and Braille / print reading, and if it intertwines with importance of Braille, so be it. If not, tomorrow I will talk about Braille. If not tomorrow, the day after. Yep, see, so even there it tells you it's 11 o'clock. I'm still within day 3 of Audio Mode 3. Now, reading. Reading to me has been a blessing. Coming to the United States, not knowing English, having to understand what people been telling me in a different language unto itself, and everything. Listening to audiobooks helped me a lot, and it's helping me a lot now as well. I talked to a coworker who is about to retire, been teaching for 31 years now, and she tells me even audiobooks play an integral part with her kids who, believe it or not, are hard of hearing, and they use audiobooks to teach them the pronunciations and the sounds of every word. So listening to a book is the same as reading to a point. I've learned my vocabulary, and I learned how to speak via the audiobooks. Great resource if you're learning the language, if you're coming from another country, or if you just want to improve your vocabulary, because no one author will be using the same vocabulary from one genre to another. So, awesome resource. Braille, on the other hand, or print for those mainstream / sighted listeners, I feel it is as important as audio. The audio will introduce the vocabulary. The print / Braille will introduce the spelling. And spelling with the grammar is extremely important if you want to succeed in the real world. I am working at a school with special ed kids. Right now I'm working with a student. He can talk BS with the best of them. He gets in trouble, smile, and uses his disability, which is not blindness, by the way. So don't think I'm picking on blind people, because I'm also blind, hence Blind Educator. So there. But uses his disability, uses a big old smile, and he has the silver tongue. I mean, he can give the auctioneers from the auctions a run for their money. You tell him something, bam, before you even finish asking him the question that got him into trouble, he's giving you three answers already. However, when he writes for English sentences and paragraphs, letters, essays, doesn't know when to capitalize, doesn't know that in between each word there's a space, doesn't know when to put a question mark, a period, or if there's a pause in the middle of a sentence to insert a comma. So he does not know how to read. He's gotten used to people reading to him. And like I said, when it comes to him BSing his way through life, hands down, he will master it. He has mastered it, and he will take you to town. Have him do the same thing on paper, you might as well just call it a day and leave him behind. So, audiobooks, listening to them, it is the same thing as reading, because not only are you looking and listening to the plot, to the content, but you're also, without knowing, expanding your knowledge of vocabulary, of new words, or when and how to use them. Reading print braille is an intricate part because it helps you be successful in your career. You could write a web page. You could be the best web designer out there. But if there's misspellings on words, if you use the wrong homophone word, you're not going to get that much traffic. And if you are, you're quickly going to drop your traffic. Everybody's going to think it's a spam, it's a phishing site, and you're not going to get nowhere. You can expand your vocabulary if you're going to be a talker. But if you're going to be a successor in life, you need to learn to spell. And I am one to talk, because my spelling is hideous. Thank God for Siri and dictation or autocorrect. But I do go back before sending or after I send them, and I look at the corrections, and I tried to obtain them for later use. That way I don't depend on autocorrect, and I just do it straight out. So reading is important both ways, braille and listening, or print. So there you have it. Now, as books, David DaVinci, you have the King Maxwell series. Now he's coming up with another one. I forgot the name of the main character, but one of the books is called The Hit, and The Survivalist is a second book, and just another one just came out on the National Library's services on the Congress Library. Second book library for us blind and print disabled readers. And for sighted, I'm sure that they're out there on libraries or bookstores or Kindle or iBook stores. Another that the Virgin, as Mo Lucy attended, great series. Thank you to my girlfriend who recommended it to me. Loved it. And there's other ones. There's the Ash trilogy. I liked the first and the third. The middle one wasn't all that good, at least to me. But the Ash trilogy, excellent trilogy, except for the second one,